Hello, my friend. Tashi Dene, namaste, namaskar. I wanted to spend a few moments today talking about something that I think is incredibly important, which is the impermanence of our problems and the fact that our problems are already burning away and melting away. And we take our problems very seriously, and we think that they are going to last forever. So most of us, we suffer a great deal. Why do we suffer so much? One reason that we suffer a lot is because we believe that whatever difficulty we're experiencing right now is going to last forever. And that's just not how reality works. So whatever experience you've ever had is already past. The words that I'm saying right now, as soon as they come out of my mouth, they're already the past. They're already history. They're already gone. Every thought we've had, whether we're happy or unhappy, every thought we've ever had is already the past. It's gone. And every good experience we've had is gone. Every bad experience we've ever had is gone. Most of us do not see the impermanence that is happening moment to moment. The change. Impermanence is just another way, a word for change. Everything's changing. The reason I can talk and that you can hear me is because my impermanent lungs are pushing air out of my mouth. The air is passing over my vocal cords, and then you can hear what I'm saying. That is an example of impermanence. As you see me talking, I'm moving around. Wherever you are right now, you're shifting, you're moving. If you're laying down, when you sleep, you move, and then you move again. And then you wake up for a second and then you sleep. And then a car honks the horn and you wake up and then you sleep. All day long, everything's changing. Nothing is permanent the way that it seems. For some reason in our minds, everything seems to be permanent. So when we have a problem in our life with maybe we want something that we cannot have, we get really upset about it and we think that problem is like a concrete block or maybe a piece of steel. We think our problem, whatever it is, we all have so many problems. In our mind, the problem seems like it's going to last forever. But take a moment and think about every problem you've experienced before right now, from when you were born in this life until this moment. How many problems have you experienced? So many. Even if you're young, even if you're 20, you've experienced so many problems. And so the issue is, we don't understand reality. We are living in a delusional, simulated reality. And that is why we suffer. That's why we have so many problems. It's why we are unhappy. We're dealing with anger, jealousy, sadness, desire, depression, anxiety, frustration, fear. We have resentments or frustration with family members, with husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, parents. A lot of the time we feel that parents don't do what we want them to do. So that we don't understand. I labeled this live talk, Ice Cubes Melting in the Sunshine. If you've ever lived in a place where it snows, like I in my life, you'll remember that when the snow falls and it's cold, snow is well-preserved. and then sometimes turns into ice, and then you have frozen ice. And then when the sun comes out, even if it's cold outside, the sun rays come down on that ice and the ice begins melting away. Okay. You put ice cubes or a big ice block in the sunshine, or if you put snow in the sunshine, even if it's not warm, those sun rays have the ability to melt the ice or the snow. And all of the problems that each one of us has right now, whether it's your health, or maybe you have problems with family members. So you could be sick. You could be struggling with money. You could be having difficulty with family members, having difficulty with ex-husbands and ex-wives. You could be having difficulty with a sick child, anything. There's so many problems that we experience, and that's the nature of samsara. But here's the thing that we usually forget. Whatever problem you're dealing with right now is like an icicle melting in the snow or melting in the sun. Your problem right now, and my problem, is like ice cubes melting in the sunshine. Okay. Personally, I don't like to talk a lot about my own problems because I think most people have enough of their own problems. But I'll just share a little something. I have an illness that will probably last forever. It's called ulcerative colitis, and it causes ulcers inside of your stomach. And those ulcers can wreak havoc on you and create the most excruciating pain that one could imagine. And I've been dealing with a bout of what's called a flare-up for the last week. And the experience itself, the unimaginable pain that you experience when you have this condition is really interesting, because if you're a Buddhist practitioner, and pressured and stressed, and you have stress in your life and you're dealing with something really difficult, you have an opportunity to practice the teachings that these beautiful lamas and ajahns and bhantis and Zen priests and even Catholic priests or Christian pastors, whomever you've received your teachings from, we have the ability to take those teachings and practice. So for me, with this chronic stomach condition I have, it's incredibly painful, excruciatingly painful. But I'm reminded when I experience this, this is going to pass just like the last one I had. The last time I was very sick, it seemed like it would last forever. The way it appears to the mind, it really feels like this bad thing is going to be here forever. It's going to be here for 2,000 years. My problem is so serious and so big. And by the way, when we're really suffering, we forget about everybody else. There's 8 billion humans on planet Earth sicker than me, or have more poverty than me, have more problems than me. And we forget about that, don't we? Because we're selfish. It's natural. I'm not trying to tell you you're selfish as if I want to criticize you. That's not my point. My point is we all have self-cherishing and self-grasping. And really that problem arises from a belief in the self. So when I'm suffering with this excruciating pain that I have to go through, I try to remember that it's like a dream, because as soon as I experience the pain, it's already gone. And sure, new pain's coming up and it's lasting for minutes or hours, but then that hour turns into the past. And everything that I've ever gone through in the past, I've come out of it all right. So the point is, whatever problem you have right now, no matter how big it seems, it is melting. It is an ice cube melting in the sun rays, because everything is temporary. Every experience is impermanent. So don't take it too seriously. Don't take it as a big piece of steel that's going to last 100 years. It's not. Your problem is just like my sickness. The way my sickness works is when my stomach flares up, I have usually 1 to 2 weeks of really bad pain. It's like being in a hell realm. So I get to experience the hell realm right here on Earth. And guess what? Maybe in a past life, I stabbed somebody in the stomach. Maybe in a past life, I gave somebody poison. And that's why I'm experiencing this. I don't know. I think that's possible. So therefore, the point is, no matter how bad things are for you right now, please do not lose hope. I have a lot of friends on Facebook, and they've even told me they're helpless or they're hopeless. And I don't want anybody to lose hope, because whatever you're experiencing is temporary. Now, one way that we can practice and strengthen our confidence and understanding and belief in the impermanence of everything is by watching our daily lives. You don't need a lama or a guru to tell you that everything around you is changing. As soon as you drink water, very soon, you take a sip of water, the water immediately goes down your throat. That's change, that's movement. And then soon, what happens? Pee-pee. Soon you have to pee-pee, because everything's impermanent. Inside of our bodies, our heart is beating, we're breathing, sometimes we're talking, we're listening. There's physical sensations, our body, we can feel our body. If you stop for a moment and stop being so busy on your phone or watching TV or whatever, stop for just a second and focus on your body, you'll find out your stomach makes noises. You feel an itch. You want to itch. Sometimes you feel strong, sometimes weak. If you don't have enough food, you might feel weak, and then you eat. And then after you eat, you feel tired. And then if you eat way too much, I know everybody's done this. For me, sometimes there's certain food I really like. My favorite is Indian and Nepali food. So if you get food that you like too much and you're not mindful, then you just start eating. For me, I'm kind of a big guy. I'll just start eating. And then I eat so much. And then I feel like, oh, then I feel sick. And then you wish I hadn't eaten so much. I can't wait until I'm no longer feeling full. I want to be hungry again. So whatever we do, there's just constant change. So we look around, you look in the room that you're sitting in or whatever, there's walls or a bed and a floor. There's probably a floor where you are in a ceiling. Everything seems solid, right? In 100 years, the building you're in, if nobody fixes it, it'll turn to dust. Maybe, depending on how good the building is built. But in 100 years, the building that you're in will turn into dust. So really, the walls and the ceiling and the floors and the things around us and these bodies, they're more like ocean waves. They're like waves splashing around on the ocean, because they're nothing but change. They seem like they're permanent. Everything we see, it appears before our mind like it's a permanent structure. Even our problems. Your husband did something and made you mad. Your wife did something and made you mad. Your brother or sister did something that made you mad. Your kid, your dog, your cat, your neighbor, somebody on the road or on the street, a shopkeeper. You bumped into somebody and they were rude. All of these things seem very serious, but they're nothing but momentary finger snaps, like the snap of a finger, and then that situation's gone. So really, if you look around and try to remember that everything around us is similar to an ice cube melting in the sunshine, that ice cube only has a very short life, because once the sun starts hitting it, it's going to melt, and then it will become water. It'll be like a puddle of water. All of our problems are like ice cubes melting. Even if you prayed, please, Buddha, make this problem stay forever. I love this problem. Make it stay. Please, Buddha, Jesus, Krishna, make the problem stay. Don't let it change. They would not help you. they cannot make the problem stay. That problem that you're experiencing is melting right now. And before you know it, you'll look back at the problem, maybe 1 week later, maybe 1 month later, maybe 1 year later, maybe 6 months later. You'll look back at the problem and say, oh, that's so funny. I was so sad. And everything turned out okay. Everything's fine. Because what happened? That problem melted. It's gone. It's a dreamlike memory. The problem you had a week ago or a month ago or a year ago or 10 years ago, that problem is now like a memory. It's just like a dream. It's like a memory of a dream. The dream you had last night, the memory you have of that dream is the same as the memory you had of the problem you experienced a week ago or a month ago or a year ago. It's nothing but a memory. It's nothing but a distant recollection of something that happened in the past. So it's very important that we understand that right now our problems are like ice cubes melting in the sunshine. Here's another example that maybe you'll like. Our problems on a fire. Have you ever put a piece of wood on a fire and the fire gets really big and bright and fierce and the wood's crackling and being burned? I shared a post yesterday and the Buddha said that if you pay attention to impermanence and change on a moment basis, not just thinking about death, that's good too. It's very good to think about death because then you'll be inspired to practice Dharma. But not only thinking about death, but actually thinking about the momentary changes. If you watch the momentary changes in your life, what you'll see is that nothing has any substantial solidity. Nothing is solid. Nothing stays the same. Everything changes moment to moment. So if you think about your problems right now, think about them like a piece of wood on a hot, blazing fire. The wood, there is only one thing that can happen. That piece of wood will be burned up by the fire. So think about the fire as time. The fire of time is burning your problems away. So when I'm sick, I have two options. One, I could grab on and cling on my problem and say, oh, I'm sick. Why me? Why me? This is bullshit. Why am I sick? I could do that. That's a choice. Or I could say, okay, this is intense. Yesterday, my pain was so bad, I thought I was going to pass out. And I could say, okay, this is very unpleasant. But guess what? It's right now, it's a log on the fire. My problem is being burned by a fierce fire called impermanence, or a fierce fire called Father Time. You could call it Father Time. If you have a watch or if you have a phone and you look at the time right now, the time in America is 1:45. Very soon it's going to be 1:46, and soon it'll be 2, and then soon it will be midnight. Soon it will be tomorrow morning. Father Time doesn't stop. So what's happening with your problems right now is a blazing fire is burning them. So your problem is like a log, and the blazing fire of impermanence is eating your problem. Your problem is being eaten alive right now. And guess what? So here's your problem. The fire's burning it and it's gone. Now your problem's gone. Maybe that's a week later. Maybe that's a month later. But your problem, I guarantee you, I'll give you a money back guarantee. I will sign a contract for you that guarantees my life to end, that I will die if your problem doesn't end. I can't lose because I have impermanence on my side. The fire of impermanence never stops. So I really believe that this is a extremely simple thing that we can all contemplate and reflect upon. And all day long, if you just watch the impermanence, when you go to grab for something, when you grab your cup and you're taking a drink, pay attention to the sensations in your arm. Pay attention to the feeling of the water going in your mouth and down your throat. Just pay attention to the change. When you're on Facebook and you're scrolling, look at the changing screen. It's all change. It's pixels changing in your phone. When you click the like, somebody just liked this. You click it and then a change happens, a big smiley or heart or whatever. When you get up, when you're sitting down and you get up, all the muscles in your body are moving and there's blood flowing and there's energy moving and there's all sorts of things changing in your body. When you walk, there's sensations in your feet touching the ground. All the way up your leg, you can feel the sensations. There's nothing but change everywhere around you. If you focus on that, just try to focus on the change as much as you can, then what will happen is you will have confidence in your own mind, in your own heart. You will believe, not just Jason's, you know, spitting hot air, blah, blah, blah. Jason likes to talk, blah, blah, blah. Not just that, you will know for your own self, in your own heart, you will know, no matter how bad the problem seems, that problem is a log on the fire. The fire's burning. That's the sound of a fire. It's not good, but that's the sound of the fire. Your problem is your log. You put the firewood on the fire, and then impermanence burns it up. So there's no reason for you to be sad. There's no reason. Why would you be sad when everything's going to change? Please don't be sad. Please don't be hopeless. I have one wish. Every sentient being has happiness and the causes for happiness. What is one cause for happiness? The wisdom of impermanence. The wisdom of impermanence is one cause for happiness. Watch the change of everything around you. Watch the change of your whole life, every moment of your life. Everything's changing. Your heart's beating. You're breathing. You're looking at the screen. You're looking at Facebook. You're talking to your friend. You're talking to your family. There's sounds outside. You can hear the sounds. The wind's blowing. The sun's shining. The rain's coming down. It's getting colder because the fall's coming. The leaves are falling off the trees. Everything's changing. Your loved ones are dying. My dad died 6 months ago. I loved my dad very much. But guess what? When he died, I was surprised. Why should we be surprised when somebody dies? We shouldn't be surprised. Every one of us is going to die. Before you know it, your body will be dust. My body will be dust. And our minds will go forward with good and bad karma. If you learn and focus on change, moment to moment change, the change of a clap or a finger snap or drinking or walking or sitting or sleeping or lying down or eating, just watch the change of everything and soon you will understand that your problems are going to change. They are not solid. Your problems are like an ice cube melting in the sun. Your problems are like a wood on the fire, and the fire's going to burn the wood, and soon your problem will be gone. And then another problem will come, and then the fire of impermanence will burn your new problem, and then you'll be happy. And then the fire of impermanence will seal your happiness, and then you'll be jealousy, and then you'll be angry, and then you'll be pride. And then you'll have too much desire and want something, or maybe you'll want somebody, and then you'll be angry, and then you'll be fearful and have anxiety and be scared. And then what? Blah, 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 more, more, more. All these different things. 1 minute we're angry, 5 minutes later we're so happy, and then 10 minutes later we're hungry and we're mad because we want food. And then 10 minutes later, we're sad. We're like, a waterfall, just it continues, or a river. We're like a river. A river never stops. It just keeps flowing, right? Or a waterfall. It just keeps flowing. That's what we are. Our body is like a river or a waterfall, just change, impermanence and change. Please pay attention to this, my friends, because if you pay attention, you will have confidence in reality. And when you have confidence in reality, then you no longer suffer. Why would you suffer about a problem that will soon be burnt? It's just a piece of wood on the fire. The fire is burning your problem right now. You could watch your problem and pretend it's a piece of wood on the fire and know in your mind that that problem will soon be gone. Okay, my friend, I dedicate the merit of talk to all precious sentient beings. I give away all my merit to all of you, my lovely friends. I love all of you and I send my hugs, and I dedicate the merit of this Dharma to all precious sentient beings. May every single become a Buddha in one lifetime and have no more problems. Okay. Take care, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and take care of yourself. Okay. Sending my love. Don't take your problems seriously. They're wood on the fire. That's fire. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.